Kaz Bielan, and you're watching Casual Conversations, and actually you're probably listening to the podcast on Spotify, on iTunes, on iHeartRadio, Casual Conversations. And if you want to see this, you can go and watch it on YouTube or on the other places as well. Today, this is Casual Conversations, like I said, a program where we talk to people who are very important to our world. Today, our very special guest is Rob Bastille. Is that how you say it?
Batiste.
Oh, sorry, I didn't check the others. You're a nice guy. You're a DJ, entertainer, a super party host, correct? How is that life these days for you?
So these days it's good. Coming back slowly out of, you know, the pandemic, current circumstances. So little by little, you know, but the light at the end of the tunnel. So things are picking up consistently, which is great. And people are ready to, you know, get back into the swing of things, celebrating, you know, those life milestones, if you will.
Milestones, parties, good times.
Absolutely right.
You know, get-togethers for family members, graduation. So how did you get into this party atmosphere?
Always enjoyed music, but I had a younger uncle, we'll say. And so I would watch him at different family functions. And at one point I had said, you know, I'd love to come out with you one time and, you know, see exactly, you know, what goes into it all. And when all was said and done, I was so intrigued, but I had said, you get paid to do this, you know, and I loving music, it just, you know, goes hand in hand. So if you truly, you know, get to enjoy some of that passion, make a little, generate a little revenue, it's a win-win, right? At the end of the day. And did it through college. And then I worked with a company really to understand and learn the format with the different events that take place or that you might be, you know, a part of. And then I simply veered off on my own at one point. And nowadays we do everything from corporate to, when I say, you know, life celebrations, birthdays, sweet 16s, weddings, anniversaries, reunions, corporate, you know, holiday parties. So the full gamut, if you will. We even do some public affairs such as street festivals. So, I mean, there's no really, you know, limit to what we've been a part of. Which is, you know, I'll say the fringe benefits at the end of the day, but really enjoy it.
So Rob,
I've been fortunate.
Extreme Excellence Entertainment. It's a lot of E's in your name there, but tell them the website.
So I'll make you laugh. So I, like I said, I've enjoyed music all my life. And then when I was at a mere age, I was in eighth grade when I really just said, this is something I would want to do. You know, when I understood some of what went into it. So, I mean, if you back up for a moment, understanding some of the core concepts with music, right? How instruments kind of are paired together, let's say in a band, and music notes and the count in order to mix and blend beats or songs together. And when I realized that back in the day with two turntables and a mixer, I could spend hours, you know, just doing that. And it was enjoyable. So then when you're able to, you know, actually do that in front of a crowd, it just takes it to a whole nother level. So I was in eighth grade and I actually came up with that name. So I wanted something to the fullest extent, so extreme. And then, you know, the pinnacle of doing something right, so excellence, and then obviously entertainment. So that's how that actually came about, believe it or not.
Well,
at the mere age.
Everything you offer in three words, you know.
We try. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's funny. I used to do a cable show about pay-per-view movies, and the entertainment network that provided the footage was E. So I made fun of them. I said E. Why? Because it's easiest network to spell. So
yeah, that's funny.
As you can see, exe-djs.com. That's where you can go to find out all the great stuff that Robert has to offer, and Extreme Excellence Entertainment everywhere, celebrating life's best moments. Ooh, that's a lot. I got all that out. Look at that. I didn't even have to write that down.
Fine job, indeed.
Maybe I should be a DJ host sometime. You know, bring me in as a special guest.
I'll get you an application.
Okay. Oh, I got to apply? Oh, wait. I thought this was the audition.
The interview.
You're auditioning me. I'm auditioning you. You know. So, So let's go over like an event, lighting, a lot of stuff is involved. Here's one great example. These days, before it was the DJ behind a little black box, you know, but you can see. Tell me about what you go about setting up the lighting effects and what's involved with that.
Yeah, so nowadays it's much more than just truly playing music. It's lighting. We offer special effects, but obviously coupled with that,
fireworks.
Well, learning.
That's not fireworks.
Is learning a lot of, you know, the software that goes along with it to operate, yeah. You know, or program some of these lighting fixtures. They're pretty intuitive. And then as things continue to evolve, so do, you know, all of these services that we'll offer. And, you know, a lot of that is staying abreast of new products. Are they worthwhile, you know, in terms of considering? Because there's so much out there nowadays. And it's, you know, safety goes hand in hand with that. So
yeah. We
do offer these units. They're referred to as, everyone calls them different. Essentially, they're giant sparkler units offering like indoor pyrotechnics. The beauty of them is that it's cool to the touch. They don't emit heat or smoke. So from an indoor stance, they're not going to set off alarms, fire alarms, sprinklers of any sort. But taking safety precautionary measures, we do have fire extinguisher on site at all times. For a majority of the things that we offer, we have to be licensed and or insured. So there's a lot of behind the scenes and or details that go along with that. It's not just a matter of flipping a switch. Oh, now we offer this. And, yeah. You know, we have to get sign off and approval, at times from towns, not just the venue. So it's working with, you know, the full network leading up to a particular affair or event, it's seamless.
Yeah, Robert, you know, this is a beautiful event scene. Like I say, a lot of the details you just spread, but you know, like you said, these things don't magically just happen.
No.
So walk us kind of quickly through the process. Let's say, hey, I got a graduation party coming up, Rob, which I actually do. So I have to. In
good, we'll talk after this.
Oh, yeah, cool. Afterwards. I know you know somebody who can hook me up. So so walk us quickly through the process. You know, I just, you know, I think it's just, you know, going to come in and play some music for us, Rob. You know, it's easy, right?
Yeah, no. So we offer a plethora of different things. As I stated, you know, it's more than just a DJ nowadays. However, I take a step back. And for me, I try to make it easy for the client in the sense that when we meet, understand, you know, what their celebration's about, how many people, what perhaps their vision is, and obviously cost effectiveness too. I'm not like that, you know, cliche, you know, car salesman, if you will. I want to do right by the client, and I try to treat people essentially the way I'd want to be treated. So we start off with a base setup, and then from there, essentially everything's a la carte, but we break it out into segments. So we have lighting. And we offer, you know, a myriad of different selections, you know, for almost in a tiered approach. Special effects, as I mentioned, we do photo booths. And then from a DJ stance, we also have tools that the clients got access to. And regardless of the size of the affair, it's the same toolkit for each and every event. So every client has access to this toolkit. In this toolkit that we offer, it has a party form template where we capture all the reception details and highlights so that come the day of, they, along with myself, we're on the same page. Everything will play out as such. So there's no surprises and we have everything literally teed up. The only thing that obviously come the day of in terms of rolling with the punches is timing of how things might play out. But I usually say, leave that to me and the staff with the venue of choice and, everything will go off without a hitch. And then in going back to that toolkit for a moment, we do offer a music database. Nowadays, there's so many different, you know, styles of music, genres, ethnicities, backgrounds, cultures, traditions, etc. So having this music database, the client can actually go in and, you know, critique some of their musical preferences by way of their favorite artists, song titles. We actually have built into an inventory of curated song list or playlist that they can check out as well, like a top 200, a trending list through the decades. And then more specifically for weddings, because weddings are a little bit more detailed or broken out, if you will, versus that of another celebration. So we even have that captured for them. So if we're doing something, for example, like ceremony on site, we have suggested song lists and top selections that one can kind of peruse through and see, you know, if it fits their vision. They can listen to a song bit. They can even view the song lyrics. I have some very detailed clients. So these tools too have evolved over the course of time. But again, it hasn't been an overnight process for me. It's been a learning curve, but something that, you know, I'm passionate about and I enjoy doing. So it's worth, you know, for me, the time, effort, and or investment from a financial stance.
Well, Robert, can you tell me, share a story with me where it was some challenge that you overcame, or something you thought it was easy, something came up and you kind of went through and saved the day in the end, a big superhero entertainment guys.
You know what? That's where I'll, you know, quickly revert to these tools that we have in place, you know, getting a sense or a framework for the foundation of how things are to play out or what they want to consider or incorporate. So by that, I mean simply formalities, traditions, along with the timing of, you know, dinner. So if you have, you know, a smaller affair, let's say of 50 people versus a wedding of 250 or upwards of 300 people, that timing for dinner alone is going to be much, it's going to vary. It's going to be very, you know, different. So just having that all, you know, together by way of, you know, again, some of the tools we have in place, it does ensure that things will be seamless come the day of their affair, ensure everyone has a good time. There's no surprises. But as things occur, that's where I usually will say, we will simply roll with the punches. And my goal is to, if there are any surprises or, you know, issues, let's say, ensuring that the clients aren't privy to it, you know, that they don't miss a beat and they're still enjoying their celebration. So for example, I'll quickly use an example of if dinner's running behind or something occurred in the kitchen, right? We can continue or draw out that dance set as needed, or we could switch up, you know, things, go into a toast of some sort, but we can always make things work. And that's in conjunction with whether it's someone in charge, the maitre d' of the venue and or the staff. So knock on wood, we have not had anything that we were challenged with that we couldn't meet the mark on. So I've been pretty fortunate, or I'll say blessed from above in that sense.
No, you're great. Our guest today is Robert from exe-djs.com, but the name is big one, Extreme Excellence Entertainment. And they are extreme, and they are excellent, and they are entertaining.
It's all in the name.
I've seen them do a lot of presentations and events, and I think it's, they're a fun time. They can deal with all kind of amazing shows. Tell me, like, what do you personally feel when a event goes great or better than expected? What kind of feeling do you have, or your staff, you know, has after it?
Well, immediately a sense of relief, right? But you just get this almost like a glow after the fact. For me, I mean, meeting new people who are essentially strangers when you think about it, and allowing me to be part of their, let's say, milestone celebration, and then finally just seeing it come to fruition and together, and then seeing, you know, or hearing, you know, their, whether it's a testimonial or the phone call or the text the next day, or hearing, you know, our guests had a blast. We've been getting, you know, phone calls, or, you know, how great the party was. It just kind of gives you that sense of purpose. And, you know, I am doing the right thing, and I'll continue to learn and evolve. But I'll take tidbits of what went well in a particular fair and try to kind of mold, you know, the different things across the various events that we do. But what might work well for one doesn't necessarily, you know, work for another. And that's where I say, you know, that's kind of the beauty, you know, here and nowadays, where you come across so many different walks of life, backgrounds, cultures. I too have learned a lot. I've worked with many different clients. And for me, music is that universal kind of, sense that brings everyone together. We're all human, right? We all put our pant legs one leg at a time. We all bleed red. So, I mean, at the end of the day, that's the beauty for me within music. If the song has a good beat or melody, I mean, you can get into it. You can dance. Yeah. Regardless of the language, I don't necessarily even need to know what they're saying. If the song is good, people will dance.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's also the beauty of music. And that's what really just drives me and intrigues me, you know, continuously. But it's just kind of seeing everything come together for me is the,
yeah,
you know, the end result and the, you know, real payoff in the end.
Yeah, I think, well, the other payoff is hearing from clients, like you said earlier, but, you know, reviews are very important these days online.
Very also important, sure.
Personal feedback. I think a lot of this business, similar to mine, is sort of word of mouth. They have good experience. They will share that with somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you can read all the great reviews, but unless you went to an event and you know, it was a great time, you become part of the family because everybody who's there is, whether they're part of the family, you know, by bloodline, but or part of the family for the celebration, and you become their part of their family as well.
And so they're kind of go-to, right?
You have to enjoy that. I mean, when I go to a business and do a commercial or something, I tell people I have to be your business for the little amount of time. So I understand that, because if you do something every day,
yes,
they might bring up something that, you know, ask them questions. They might think it's like dumb questions, but I'm just trying to figure out, because you do something every day, you forget how important sometimes this little tiny thing is.
Very true.
And to that person, it might be like the key thing, you know. So the more you dig in and you find out, then it's less thing to worry about for them.
Yeah.
You know, and so talk a little bit about that. And also let's look at what important is also, you know, ratings and be listed on different organizations these days, which people trust, you know.
That's right.
So tell me about the rating first.
You know, I'll say relevancy, right? So it's much easier, I'll say now, back when I initially started, whereas nowadays you have so many resources at your disposal, such with the expansion of satellite radio. So understanding, you know, the various, you know, genres, the hot new trends or crazes, if you will, the new dances and such. And I say that because we do a lot of youth related events too. So not just, you know, your weddings or, you know, life celebrations. We do a lot with schools of all ages, you know, right up to like proms. And we're amidst our prom season now. So gearing up and getting prepared for that. Now more so with the easing of guidelines. So we've picked up a number of even project graduations and such. So it's great seeing a lot of that come together.
Oh, Robert. And the one thing you forgot, to be a guest on programs like this, Casual Conversations, so that people get to know you.
Yes.
And get to know you as a person, not just this entertaining guy who maybe that's the character plays, because they are out there like that. I see, you know.
Definitely.
Offline, they're just like not the same person or whatever, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do. And also, you know why? Because it's... I had to throw that in. It's an entertainment segment. So,
absolutely.
You know, surprise. DJs have surprises all the time. You know,
I love the effect.
The effect's magic.
But getting back, I mean, the internet too, right, has evolved. Even the way in such, the way I conduct business, having a presence and allowing that to display a lot of what we offer. Right. Social media. I mean, the expansion and the reach that I now have versus, you know, back again when I started. I literally remember starting out and having the conversation with my parents. You know, I got all this equipment. I know how to use it. I'm excited. How do I get the jobs now? Right. And back then it was print media, perhaps, which wasn't inexpensive. And then with the internet, it was like the pay-per-clicks and such.
Yeah.
But nowadays, social media, I mean, I know folks in the industry that merely don't even have a website, just operate on whatever their preference or preferred social platform is.
Right.
So think about that.
Yeah.
No website. Over the pandemic, I didn't have an event for a good upwards of a year or better. So during that time, for me, it's easy to get in a funk or get consumed. So you adapt. So I learned new software for our photo booth segment, offering new capabilities with that. And even in that realm of work that we offer or service, it's not just photos anymore. It's those GIFs, which are those animated kind of, you know, photos that are put together, or boomerangs, they refer to them as, which is that back and forth. And these booths that we now leverage even offer video messages. So, which is great in the sense of whether it's a birthday milestone or for a wedding, leaving the guests or the couple, I should say, a video message for them to look post celebration. So it's a whole constant evolution of capabilities, but along with that, it's, you know, the adaptation, I'll say, and the learning curve. So there's a number of things I do to stay relevant, in tune. And over the course of time, you know, coming out of the pandemic, we offered a few new things as well. And we revamped our website. I still kind of, maybe I'm old school. I do like having a website because it's a quick go-to. And it feels, while I did get away from the brick and mortar storefront, having the website, I feel, just gives a little more, you know, relevance, credibility, perhaps. And
yeah, I think
truly like a landing spot.
Yeah, I think that's the key word, because if you have social media and stuff, especially Facebook, it's still person to person. Like, you know, when I were out having a lunch or whatever, you know, it's right. Different. But if you have a website, it's like I guess today's storefront. You still have to have that.
Yeah,
People see that, they're like, oh, yeah, people see that, oh, that they're a legit business, you know, as far as, you know, playing around. So maybe they don't use it or anything, but sometimes it's just an affirmation, like, okay, let's see their website. Like, exactly, it doesn't exist. Right. They're like, okay, they started yesterday, they're playing around or whatever. You know, I think that will change over time.
Right.
You know, but I was getting all your posts during the pandemic, and you know, it's still out there. It's like, well, are they still doing this? Nobody else is. Are they like, well, what's going on? But it's cool because you were, you know, in front of people all the time. So you know, you were still there. You were still active.
Coming out. We had a few. So we moved a lot of events to new dates. Some clients did proceed, you know, obviously based on cautionary measures in conjunction with the venue or guidelines, whatever they were at the present time. But if it was an expected, let's say, 200 or so guest celebration, it was then shaved down to, let's say, 40 or 50 people. And or it may have taken place at their home or their residence, right? So wherever we were able to accommodate or meet the mark, you know, we did for our clients. And I'm happy and proud to say, we were able to place them with new dates, so we didn't necessarily lose, you know, a relationship per se. And I did right by the client as well in terms of deposits. And again, that's where I say early on, you know, back to the basics, I treat people the way I'd want to be treated. And I think that goes a long way. It's just simple business acumen, but something that I constantly will pride myself on. And I think it will pay off in the long run or long term, you know, in being a, you know, fixture, let's say, within this industry. Because nowadays, I mean, there's a lot of people that will claim to be a DJ, but truly, do you have what it takes and what goes into it? There's a lot of time behind the scenes as well. It's not just showing up and, you know, playing music.
Okay, so how would you describe, if I say in a short little paragraph, couple of words, you know, what you do and what you offer? Like, summarize it real quick. If you just had like a little elevator speech, as they
say. I mean, I can, based on where I've, I'll say, evolved and present time, I feel we are your premier entertainment company for all special occasions and or I'll even say marquee events. We work again with, you know, in the corporate realm, and that too, it was not something that we went after, but by way of word of mouth, networking, it was something that, you know, I kind of fell into and then became, you know, a part of and working with certain companies on a regular basis year over year. So that too has been one of the accolades I'm proud of.
So
forming those relationships.
This is a really tough question.
Yeah, are you ready? I'm ready.
You better be ready.
Let's go.
All right, a tough question is, What was this experience like being a wonderful guest as you are, and a smart guest and entertaining guest on Casual Conversations?
What was this for me?
Yeah, what was this experience of being a guest?
I love any time I'm able to speak about something I'm passionate about or am a part of. This is a great example of what I just said. So I actually met you, it's got to be easy over 8 years ago. And it was at a very, corporate scenario. And you and I not only work together, but have formed, a decent, I'll say, friendly relationship. But that's what it's all about, because you need people, I feel, to grow. So for me, this is another outlet and a way to grow and develop and, another opportunity for, supporting what I do and am passionate about. So I appreciate it. And I'm glad, to know you up until, this day. So it's not just the here and now, it's, where we've initially, come from and where we will, continue forth on.
Well, but thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity and taking the time to sit with me and learn a little bit about what I do and some of my day-to-day activities.
No, I just feel certain people are important to share their information, because a lot of things that we do, especially in what you and I do, people just see the finished results or the end piece. So they're like, oh, it's so much fun just be a DJ, go out there, just talk, laugh, whatever. Ooh, yeah, no big deal. They see a commercial I did or a video. Oh, that's perfect. 2 minutes. It's so fun. Like, this is so much fun talking to you, and I can just sit in front of a camera and talk or whatever. But I mean, did research. Hey, there's some information.
There's a lot of planning.
There's the pictures that appear. To be formatted, everything like that is for it to roll. So but I mean, none of this is scripted, folks. This is like, it's casual, regular conversation. So there's a little guideline because you have to do some research and find out, but none of this is actually, rehearsed or anything. So, some people have watched the episodes so far that are out there, and you can watch, there's tons of them on podcast audio and on video, but it's clearing up to the point. So sometimes I just throw questions out there because I want to learn about the person behind the services they offer, not just the service itself,
Right.
And I hope by this, if you're listening, and it's funny because the people who've listened to this, if you listen on audio and watch it, get a whole different perspective on it. Because I think audio is still king in a sense because, you feel more emotion and intonation of what the person
connected.
Really is like inside from the heart and soul. If you're visual, either you like what the person looks like or what does that say on the shirt there or whatever you're looking, what's behind the guy, what's that lamp back there? Like they're looking at that and disturbed, So there's only so much that's a distraction for them is what I mean, not disturbed. That's about the distraction, but it's that's what I hope in this series to educate people about in, and maybe someone wants to do what you do or what I do, and it gives them an inspiration to do that. And what's nice is they can reach out and contact us. You can contact Robert anytime.
Absolutely.
He'll talk to you. He has no problem, even if it's about a job or not, or just some guidance. I'm sure, I love doing that.
But that's the beauty too. So one might look at that, just what you said, as competition and maybe steer clear of that. I welcome that because maybe I can learn something from you and or vice versa.
Right.
And where we live here on the East Coast, I mean, there's plenty of work to go around for all. But that's where networking is, I think, quintessential and pertinent to, part of when I say business acumen.
Like everyone has, iPhone or whatever.
Absolutely.
So now they think that they're Spielbergs or whoever director of
that's right.
Producer you want. But it takes time and effort and timing and everything. You can go on the web, look up Cast TV. There's tons of my examples or the YouTube channel and commercials, 30 seconds. They're like, oh, this is so much fun. Look, he's out there. He's making people laugh, whatever.
Right.
But it took, you had to write it. You had to come up with the concept, how to record it, shoot it. I hate the word now, shoot it, but record it at the angle, the timing, the music is so effective. It changes the whole mood.
It really does.
What's kind of, I find positive and negative is like, people don't know that, but if there's something wrong, there's something bothering you, like there's something not right there. You don't know what it is, but your brain's going, something's not ticking right there, you know? Or people like look and they're like, oh, that's what you were trying to do. Like the couple of times, oh, now I get it, what the point
that's
was.
That's the sometimes, objective. That's
sometimes
the
you tell them and they're like, I don't get it. It's like, well, watch it a few times. Then watch it a year from now. And then you're like, oh, that was funny. That was right there. Well, because it's in there, but I always look at it and try to like psychologically, like what to affect or what I like to do sometimes is create something. And the person goes, I wonder why they're doing that. And sometimes they go, you know, you may be wondering why we're doing that. They're like, how do you know that?
Like, why we do what we do.
You set up, you know, set up that part. And then you answer it, the breaking like the fourth wall, as they say in the industry. And, you know, what I found about what you experience with your events is that you're very flexible and understanding, pre-planning. And also, if suddenly, I remember one event was the video which we were feeding you to a big screen went out. They're like, oh, what the heck happened? You know, we tracked down and people were stomping on the rug where the connector was at. That's what it was. Other places would have been like, oh, I don't know. The screen went out. We don't know. Like, but you know, we all got together and like, you look here, you look there. There's like 5 minutes left and we found it. Luckily at the last second what the problem was.
Quickly,
but you have to be flexible. You have to be understanding it. And the client is always number one, right?
And accommodating, right?
Accommodating.
But I think if people realize how you perform and or are able to interact essentially in business, I think that will just give people peace of mind and they'll gravitate toward you and or even want to refer you. So I don't take lightly ever when I get a phone call or a text or an email and immediately it says, I was referred by so-and-so. The fact that they considered me or remembered me when being asked for a particular service, whether DJ, photo booth, et cetera, or even especially in a corporate setting. I mean, for me, that's just, I am, you know, when I say blessed, but I am very appreciative and I don't take anything for granted. But I do pride myself on, you know, again, continuously learning, evolving. Even with the work you do, I commend you. This is awesome. What we're doing right here and now. I mean, to realize truly how this is playing out and able to, you know, execute something like this. I mean, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
I commend you for the work that you do, that often, you know, people might not realize truly what goes into it to make this come to fruition.
I know, but it's like, you know, if nothing, I guess the negative is that it has an effect. I mean, it's a positive. The negative is they don't know what it took in the effect, but that's when you know it's good. When people don't realize like a lot of stuff was put in there. It just works well. That 30 seconds, the effect, the lighting effect, whatever special effect works right and it makes them happy or makes business for them. And that's it. So, yeah, you got to feel sad in a sense like they don't understand. It took me 3 hours to get that flame to go in that logo Cash TV effect, you know, but they just go, wow, that's cool. That makes me feel good here. You know, it gives them a little spark in their, you know, heart and soul and they feel it and they move on. And that's what it's about in the end anyway.
Well, coming into this, I thought this would be much more like a, let's say like a FaceTime conversation. But then I, you know, when I got actually into the portal, I saw my logo, my website, pictures, I was blown away. So was not anticipating much of what you were able to display here or demonstrate. So blown away, that's where I say kudos. And I acknowledge it. And I think it's great.
Super, thank you. So once again, tell people they can contact you. We're also going to put all the links to all your other social media,
Facebook, thanks so much.
And everything below the video, wherever they're looking, which is Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. I mean, we blast it everywhere. So yeah, there's, so go ahead, read that for us so they hear it directly from you instead of me saying your title name.
Yeah, so my name is Robert with Extreme Excellence Entertainment. Our website, obviously right here below, but exe-djs.com. If you're on any of the social platforms, you can find us at Extreme Excellence, just the way it's spelled out, at Extreme Excellence. And yeah, celebrating life's best moments. That's what we do. But Kaz, thank you so very much for the opportunity, the time again. And I look forward to working with you again in the near future.
Super. Thank you very much. And keep having those great conversations, casual, whatever. Anybody else, because I give you first permission, I give everybody's on the show because I don't feel like I'm any special. I think you should talk nicely like you do with everybody else. So thank you very much and enjoy your casual conversations, okay?